This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Angela Merkel is going to be attending Bilderberg this year in Deutschland. Our reporters will be there covering it, Rob Dew and others. I'm even thinking about jumping on a plane.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I don't want to be in your Islamic caliphate Lundistan hell. And the arrogance of these Muslim police chiefs and Muslim mayors now saying, hey, we're taking over. Hey, we're gonna get aggressive. It's really sad because the West doesn't need to commit suicide. Stefan Molyneux is our guest. I'm wearing sunglasses today because I cut my eye a few days ago with some sand or grit that got in it swimming in a creek and got a little infected, so I can't really look into the light too good. So I've got glasses on. I'm not trying to act like the Blues Brothers. I'm not that cool. Let's take a call from the Great North. From John in Canada. John, go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, good day, Alex. Good day, Steph. Right now in Canada, I see a lot of Syrian refugees coming in. They decide to take Muslims over precedence over the cops and Yazidis. I'm a vet, so I've worked on Syrian issues before. And I'm just wondering, what can we do now that we've been given this big blank muffin to chew on? You know, we don't want to alienate the good guys to have them become radicalized later. Like, I'm just...
Well, sure, that's the excuse. Bring a bunch in from radical areas, be nice to them so they're not radical. Stefan was covering that earlier. It doesn't help. It makes them worse. That's what the studies show. And so the question is... The immigration level is much bigger than they're admitting. We've proven that here in the U.S. It's probably 50 times what they're saying. I mean, each high school has like 200-plus people. They claim the whole state has 400 refugees. Austin's got tens of thousands. I mean, you ought to go to the mall. It's like I live in, you know, Baghdad or something. I don't even Baghdad. It's like I live in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia. I appreciate your call, sir, from Canada. What do you make of what he's saying? Because, I mean, the numbers are much larger, which shows me it is a secretive program. They admit Europe covered up the real numbers. What's going on here?
Look, if we say that we must self-censor because other people might get upset, we've already lost free speech. Fascism finally emerges after people have been silenced already, and that way they have very little left to lose.
Yes.
And so we must continue to speak the truth. I really dislike the idea that we can't criticize groups because it might upset them. Hey, as a white male, I've taken a lot of criticism over the years, a white patriarch, racist, you know, whatever. And nobody's really caring that much about my feelings, so I'm really not sure that I should overly work myself.
Well, I was about to say, I used to be more politically correct because I was mainly covering globalism, the New World Order, the Federal Reserve, big issues. But now it's gotten so bullying, so out of control. I know I've got to show folks to have the courage to practice the First Amendment or we're going to lose it.
Well, and the other thing, too, look, I think everybody with compassion looks at the wreckage that American foreign policy and aggression has wreaked in the Middle East. I mean,
we feel sorry and say bring them in, but the same folks that did that are the ones bringing them in.
Well, here's the thing, though. Look, if those wars were justified, then you don't take the victims of war. If those wars were not justified, as I believe they weren't, then maybe you can start looking into war crimes trials for your own leaders.
That's right. Know. Let's execute the people that launched the phony wars. Let's not blame the country and then bring the people in.
So if you care about the refugees, and I do, then you look at it rationally and critically, and you say, what is more expensive? We have finite resources. In all societies, we have finite resources. How can we best help those people? Well, studies have shown very clearly it costs about $1,000 to resettle a migrant in the Middle East, and in the U.S. it costs $13,000 to bring them to the U.S., and that's just short term. The numbers go up from there. So if you want to help people in the Middle East, talk to your governments and say, let's take our tax money or let's take our private charity and help the Muslims resettle in the Middle East to countries that have
the same language. Sure, but I mean, this final point, Stefan, 80% are military-age men. Most of them are people that invaded Syria. Now they're getting their butt kicked by the Russians, so they're going into Turkey. And they're being used as a political tool. They're getting more money than citizens get, and most of them are radical Wahhabists. They're not letting Shiites or Christians who need to get out in. Have you noticed that?
Well, the Prime Minister of Canada was willing to accept Christians, and, well, then he got voted out. So Christianity is compatible with Christianity. This should not be brain surgery, right? I mean, if you're going to hire someone to answer your phones, it helps if they speak your language.
That's right. Stefan, so great job. Thanks for your work. Stefan Molyneux. We'll be back.
When I was 15 and a half years of age, I had two large mercury fillings put into my teeth. I got very sick that day, and over time, the mercury exposure damaged my body. My sunny disposition turned to depression and low energy. Many years later, I understood what had happened, and in 1991, I replaced these mercury fillings with white composite. In 1997, I learned that the homeopathic mercury detox I did years earlier did not remove the mercury from my body. I began an effective means of removing mercury from my body. My digestion and elimination returned to normal, and I began to have my life back. From 1999 to 2005, I tested the level of mercury in my body, and each test showed my mercury burden was high. After 5 years on One World Way, I recently did another mercury test. The results showed my body is free of mercury and virtually all toxic metals. One World Way is very powerful for detoxification support. It has helped many, and it may help you. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
The article's up on InfoWars.com. New video premieres. Smashing Pumpkins founder Billy Corgan warns of the threat to liberty posed by social justice warrior movement. Smashing Pumpkins founder breaks down the social justice warrior movement. And we can also add an addendum that he's also pointing out that this Facebook situation where they've been caught censoring anything that's not pro-New World Order, world government, anything libertarian, anything conservative, anything, even anti-war, they're funding Black Lives Matter. It's all a big destabilization program. And so I'm going to air part of this 33-minute interview now, and then when Paul Watson takes over in the fourth hour, we're going to air the rest of it for the radio and TV audience. But the full video is now up on InfoWars.com. And it's an interesting interview. He's a smart guy. Sold 40, 50 million records. Has a lot of great fans. But he's able to reach out to liberals and I don't want to say trendies, but, a lot of folks that wouldn't be into patriot politics. And, of course, we had his doctor on last week. What a smart lady getting into vaccines, medical doctor. Billy Corgan's a cool guy. I don't just have people on because they're famous. I have people on because they're smart. but also because he understands how media works. He's seen it all in Hollywood, in entertainment, in music. And people get persecuted when they speak out, when they come out and talk about these issues. And he was attacked. He was here about a month ago, a little less than a month ago, did a big interview here, but wanted to say even more, so we taped this. So this is a lot of the stuff he didn't say while he was on air with us. We're going to play part of this right now. And we've got a special guest joining us who's dealing with white slavery worldwide. Very, very powerful information coming up on that front. But again, this article's on Facebook. It's on Twitter. Let's get this Billy Corgan out to everybody so the mainstream media picks it up again, demonizes it, attacks it, and it blows up in their face. Hundreds of articles, big TV shows. Billy Corgan says social justice warriors are like the KKK. They're suppressing speech. They're a threat. Then even Rolling Stone and a bunch of the publications said he's right. It's true. Seinfeld's coming out. All these other people saying, John Cleese, countless others, saying it's out of control. It is. We can defeat this culture war to shut down free speech when more people have courage like Billy Corgan. Again, I'm Alex Jones. The news website's InfoWars.com. With all this intensifying censorship, we can't get articles out to you on Facebook or videos out to you, or they block them being shared. Go sign up for the free emails. We can send you these exclusive videos, the exclusive articles, the top, most important stuff we're doing every day, plus promo codes, sometimes 40, 50% off on products every week at InfoWarsStore.com, on amazing products, on nutraceuticals, on Patriot apparel, Hillary for prison shirts, InfoWars.com/newsletter. Just put in your email there. We've got it. We can stay in contact with you and get around the censors. Now let's go to part of this powerful Billy Corgan interview.
Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. This is a very special report. Joining me in studio now is musical icon and great patriot Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins fame. Now you've obviously sold millions of records, you're back on the road, and now you are joining us here in our new studio here in Austin, Texas. Welcome back.
But this is the new old new
yes.
studio. So.
Yeah, all the fans out there, all of your support helped to build this place. It's no longer a deep, dark cave of sadness.
It actually feels welcoming. Before it was sort of foreboding.
Yes, very much foreboding, you know, which could be fitting sometimes within the info war. But so now you were on the Alex Jones show earlier today, and I thought it was just really prescient, speaking about breaking people out of this trance. And, you know, I feel like we're truly living the Orwellian nightmare. And it's almost as if it's been programmed and preparing us for this, and the Matrix is here.
Yeah, it's really bizarre to me because I grew up, I was born in 1967. And in school, at a very young age, we read Animal Farm and we read 1984. And, of course, what I took from that is this is never going to happen in America. And we had to all take the Constitution test. So whether I was being propagandized in the positive, I was being informed that America is not like this. To actually see, in my lifetime, America go from the world that I believed in then to the world I see now is literally mind-blowing. And to be participating not only as at the citizen level, in the local community level, you know, I have a business where I live in outside of Chicago, and so I deal with the local government and that type of stuff, but then also be a public person and be part of the zeitgeist at different times to be used and abused positively and negatively within the systems that exist today, and see how my participation is a constant decision making between either am I helping, am I hurting, am I informing, or am I actually enslaving. That's a difficult thing to take on. Yeah, so to learn that, you know, what the collectivist vision in Animal Farm in 1984 was actually our future and not this preventative thing kind of blows my mind. I can't believe we're even having this discussion, if you can understand why I say that to you humbly. To be talking in America about, in 2016, you know, about, you know, Mao's a good idea and a socialist is running for president and that's okay. And we're going to go back to these kind of crazy tax rates where we're going to completely disempower the innovators in our country because the new class, the new technocratic class wants to keep their position and they want to keep anybody else from coming in the game. I mean, it's just crazy to me. So,
yeah. How do you think people can get around the millions of people that were murdered under these communist regimes and just say, well, you know, that just happened then.
But here's the thing. You know, obviously I listen to you and I listen to Alex and I listen to David Knight and Jakari. I mean, you guys do a fine job of identifying the factual root And of course, sometimes because you don't have all the information, you have to speculate. And as I once told Alex, literally sitting in this exact spot, you don't always have to be right. You just have to have the right intention to want to get to the truth. As long as you want to get to the truth and that's your intention, that's fine. But what I would say to you, and I say this very plainly to you, is that most people don't care about facts. Most people do not care about facts. I work in the entertainment business. People in the entertainment business do not care about facts. They only care about facts when it involves a gross. We spent this much. How much do we make? How much do we lose? Up until that point, it's all in their mind. So for most Americans or most people listening internationally, it is in your mind. Mm. It literally, you are fighting phantoms that do not exist. Now, if you're intelligent, which I think most people that listen to this show are, you don't see how you've been engineered and steered, and people are heavily invested in convincing you of something. We all know the advertising model. Women very much understand from a very young age, you start being told, you got to look like this, you got to think like this, you got to do this in your hair, blah, blah, blah. Young men, it comes a little bit later, and it usually comes through sports, which is why it's so heavily invested in sports, the beard, the culture, the bro, the blah, 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 blah. Okay, we all understand that, and we don't, it doesn't really bother us. We like when a clever ad manipulates us to want us to buy a certain product or something. What we don't realize is, think about people who have trillions on the line getting you to believe a lie or lean you a certain way so that they can achieve some end that's 10 years down the road that you don't even have the read for. So imagine here's somebody like Alex Cummins, and he actually has the read, or he's talking to other people who have the read, and they can see 10 years down the road. You sit here in this spot, and you present those facts to people, and they go, what does that have to do with me?
Right.
So to me, the next stage in the info war is to get at the ground level, at the cultural level, which is where most people interface with the propagandizing and the manipulation, and help them understand. Because I think most people's natural human instinct when they realize they're being manipulated is to get mad. Because ultimately it's an insult to their intelligence.
Right, or to deny because they don't want to admit that they've been hacked.
Disenfranchise their sovereign right to make an independent decision based on fact. Now, most people don't care, like I said, if they're being manipulated in buying a product. If they realize that they're ultimately enslaving themselves to a system that's not only going to hurt them, but is going to hurt their children, that's when their instinct kicks in.
Right.
And that's when fact doesn't matter. Right. So you can present people fact all day. If they are hypnotized, they are not going to hear you.
They're conditioning your children. And so you'll see some of these Disney cartoons and things like that. Mm-hmm. We spoke about Shutterbug Time, where it's this bug that's a drone that's spying on kids, and it's just conditioning them to be completely okay with constant surveillance, reporting back to central command about whatever it is that you're doing inside the privacy of your own
home. So let's explore that for a second. Now, I'm on the entertainment side. I'm in these meetings with people. I recently had a meeting with a big studio that I might participate in. Those people at the ground level are not part of some governmental cabal.
Right.
They might even themselves be okay with those ideas. So on the realm of opinion, somebody working in a big studio could say, Leanne, I've been friends with the creator of that show for 20 years. It's got nothing to do with government surveillance. Okay. And you could say, well, I disagree. So an observer would sit back and say, well, Leanne has an opinion, and this person over here who's invested in the series and put capital, and they believe in it, and they love it, and they think it's great for children or whatever. You present it as, have you thought of it like this? My perspective is, this is something that kind of, if I was a parent or thinking of my own nieces and nephews, this kind of troubles me, and here's why. So all you're doing is you're presenting kind of a range of ideas to someone and letting them make the choice whether or not that's something they want their children participating in, because maybe on their particular range of belief, they don't want their children conditioned to believe that surveillance is okay. Because even if you can make an argument for surveillance is okay, a lot of us that grew up in the 60s and 70s, we were told, don't trust strangers. Because, there was a rash of a pedophile incident. I grew up around when John Wayne Gacy was killing kids. I mean, I literally lived down the road from where that happened. So you can imagine being 10 years old and hearing about kids being murdered and put in basements. I mean, it terrified us. So suddenly all the parents were like, don't trust strangers. So something as simple as that, which maybe has no nefarious undertones.
Let's fade that down.
Still at some point, a parent might say,
we're going to come back with more of the interview and then finish it with Paul Joseph Watson. will air it all tonight in the nightly news as well. It's a very powerful interview, and we're working on with Billy every week having him do maybe 5-10 minutes of commentary on popular media to show the propaganda. Like he's mentioning one serial killer, suddenly everybody's scared, thinks it's an epidemic. One great white shark attack, then on the coastline of, say, California, and for a year, half the tourism goes down to people surfing or swimming. I mean, it's just total hysteria. It's mind control.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Joe Biggs did a really powerful one-minute Benghazi video that's like a fake campaign commercial, satire on Hillary Clinton. We're going to play that coming out of the next break. We have a special guest joining us. I'm going to air 4 or 5 more minutes of this very powerful Billy Corgan interview. Really appreciate his courage to talk about these type of issues when they when they boycott people, they go after folks when they stand up for the truth. But we're going to lose everything if people don't start having courage like Billy Corgan. Because there's for every Billy Corgan out there, there's 50 other big stars that are just scared. And it's so sad. But let's go ahead and go back to more of this interview that Leanne McAdoo conducted. And again, this was about 3 weeks ago. We're premiering it now. And notice how he's talking about Facebook and things. Now that's in the news. Talk about having your finger on the pulse. Here it is.
That's telling it's okay to be observed by a stranger. And that's not to assign a nefarious intent to the creator. And it's not to say you have to be right. You can just raise the question. And it's really more about the cultural discussion of whether it's appropriate in the wider culture to accept these ideas as normalized, which is where I get funky on that.
Right.
I don't like the normalization of things that really need heavy, intense peer and cultural review before we kind of stamp and say, that's okay. Drones, for example, is something, as particularly as a person in public life, and I would guess you as a young woman, that's a troubling thing. If you have to think every time you're near an open window and you're taking off or putting on your clothes or you're picking your nose or something, you have to think, is somebody watching me and is this going to end up on a system? And is that 10 seconds going to haunt me for the rest of my life, particularly in a social media world where I can be tagged? And basically you work here, you're a public person. So those are issues you have to think through. So why isn't there a greater cultural peer review about the proper use of drones in situations? Why isn't there a more wide-ranging discussion? That, to me, is a discussion we should have as citizens.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, I know, for instance, when I switched over my phone to an Android, not even thinking about it, I didn't realize that you had to turn off all of these systems. And at one point, I just randomly discovered that my phone had been tracking my most visited places. And, hey, isn't this great? Don't you want everyone to know where you work, where you live, where you shop? No, I don't want any. I mean, that's... Yeah. It's frightening to me.
At one point, I'd linked some social media thing to my phone. And as you can imagine, I have a lot of famous people in my phone. And that social media system went in my phone because I downloaded the app and poached all the names and had posted them on the Internet. And I remember talking to somebody from the company, and they were like, well, those are private. In the hacking world?
No, exactly.
Hello?
Yeah, it's not private to people who have broken into the government office there in the Pentagon and have exposed your private
information. These are things that we should discuss. So I like the idea and pushing for, I think you're the perfect person to approach this from that systemic review, from the standpoint of the info war. Are we okay? Here's a new show. Are we comfortable with these concepts? Here's a movie where the director of the movie is openly called for open borders. Mm-hmm. Are we okay with that? Are we okay with the messaging in the movie? Is that okay? Do we want to participate that on a cultural level? And I'm not calling for boycotts. I'm an artist. I'm calling for an open, free society that deals with these ideas equally and fairly, and that collectively, in the right use of the word, we can come to a better cultural point of view. I mean, it's pretty remarkable that, like, literally, okay, I'm talking to you, right? I could say one word right now that would destroy my career. I could use the wrong racial epithet or say the wrong thing to you or look down at the wrong part of your body and be castigated and it's a meme and I'm a horrible person. Every day, through the media, through advertising, we see people being degraded. We see people doing all sorts of things that we should be horrified as a culture. So we've normalized all sorts of things. But now we live in a world where one word can destroy your life,
right.
But it's okay to, if you're a social justice warrior, spit in somebody's face.
Right.
That's okay. Because you have, you're a victim, so it's okay.
Right.
So under the same ideology, I didn't like the way you spoke to me early, so I should be able to denigrate you because that's okay. I mean, that's where we're losing the plot, and quickly too, I would add.
Right. Well, and that's something that is kind of a big issue right now, is it's this whole cultural, racial thing where you can't say anything if you're white. There was actually the White Privilege Conference that just took place, the 17th annual one, who knew? But
God, I didn't get my invitation.
No, I know. So, but there was a woman who had attended, and she was tweeting out how the white speaker took too long, and that's like...
I actually did read that.
Perfect example of white privilege.
And
he went over his time.
And that's a perfect example, okay? I'm the type of person, I saw that report, I was fascinated by it. I actually went to the woman's Twitter account, and I read a bunch of her tweets, because as somebody in public life, I know not to just...
We're going to back this up a few minutes and play the rest of it coming up at the bottom of the next hour when Paul Watson's hosting. I mean, Billy Corgan is just really knows what he's talking about. She's talking about having a cultural debate about how we're being manipulated and bringing back the social contract to say, what do we really want as a society and a civilization? Now, we're going to talk to a suppressed journalist, investigative reporter, who couldn't get her book published forever until now, about sex slave trafficking. We're going down the rabbit hole.
March, the empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Mel Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Joe Biggs here with InfoWars.com. Now I have some footage of Hillary Clinton that I believe will help boost her campaign into the next zone, leaving Bernie Sanders completely in the dust. Now, she did lose last night and somehow ended up getting the same amount of delegates as Bernie Sanders. But thanks to some whistleblowers, we actually have exclusive footage, never before seen footage of a Hillary Clinton ad that I believe will set her over the top. Let's take a look at that ad.
It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. But there's a phone in the White House and it's ringing. Something's happening in the world.
Hello, Secretary Clinton. This is Ambassador Stevens. We are under attack here in Benghazi. Hello?
Hey. Your vote will decide who answers that call.
Bob, what time is it? So, 3 a.m.?
Whether it's someone who already knows the world's leaders, knows the military, someone tested and ready to lead in a dangerous war.
Oh, cool. She should answer. She said she would. Hello, we're under attack. The building's on fire. They're shooting at us. There's explosions. Where the f*** are you? You said you were going to answer. Come on, Secretary Clinton. We need you. Don't leave us.
It's 3 a.m. and your children are safe and asleep. Who do you answering the phone.
What difference at this point does it make?
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I approve this message.
Stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
For the balance of the hour, before Paul Watson takes over, hosting from London, and Billy Corgan interview is premiered and completed, we are joined by a lady who I know, Ja'Kari Jackson, is definitely going to want to interview because he's really been on the slavery beat as a reporter, documenting that slavery is just as prevalent now with sheer numbers as it was 200 years ago. It's just camouflaged a little bit better. And Conchita Sarnoff has worked for some of the biggest presidential campaigns around the world. She's been a crisis communications advisor to several Fortune 400 companies. She comes very highly recommended by Victor Ostrowski, who helped publish her book, who's a Mossad whistleblower who we've had on as a guest to expose Mossad false flags, but also other government criminal activities. And he helped her. He's a best-selling author. Publish her book. She's an investigative journalist who spent years trying to get it out, and it's finally been published. She also focuses in on Jeffrey Epstein, who is at the center of the pedophile island. So Traffic King is the book, and the website is Conchita Sarnoff, C-O-N-C-H-I-T-A, Sarnoff.com. And I'm going to tweet out at Real Alex Jones and also put a link to her on Facebook because this is important. This is just a quick 25-minute interview or so, but we will have her back as an expert to drill more into this because I don't cover modern slavery to lessen the horrible transatlantic slave trade that killed millions of people, tens of millions of people, enslaved hundreds of millions in the aggregate, or the Arab slave trade that was even bigger, or the Roman slave trade, or the Chinese slave trade. I mean, every culture's done it. Doesn't mean it's good. We as a culture said, this is a bad contract. We don't like this. We're not doing this. But the type of slavery now is kids and women of every race, color, and creed, and the most disadvantaged, you know, people that are also grabbed out of countries and taken to islands as slave labor. Foxconn factories, Apple, the suicide nets. I mean, this is bigger than it was at the peak of slavery here in 1800. And every historian, you know, admits that. So we're so busy trying to ban the word lynch because it scares folks, the Irish name and brown paper bags, that we're not focusing in on this. But she also heads up an organization that exposes all this, atrvt.org. And, you know, the best way to break this down is she's an investigative reporter for the Daily Beast with her expose behind the pedophile sweetheart deal, published the Daily Beast and was submitted for the Pulitzer Prize. There's so much more to go over with her. So in the time we've got, you just take over here and break down the basics, your background, and where this rabbit hole really goes. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Alex, very much for having me on your show. I appreciate it. As you said, this has been a long journey because the establishment, both parties, Republicans and Democrats, have tried to silence the information that is included in the book. The book is more a reportage of not only my journey in the underbelly of human trafficking, but also it exposes the longest running U.S. federal human trafficking case. Here is a case that started Mr. Jeffrey Epstein, who is a registered level 3 sex offender, was arrested in 2005. He was indicted 2 years later in October 2007 for one count of solicitation of prostitution with a minor. And the incredible thing is that they even identified the victims as prostitutes, or the victim, instead of identifying them as what they are, which is victims, because any girl aged 15, 14, 13, 16, certainly under the age of 18, should not be labeled as a prostitute. She or he should be labeled as a victim, especially when they're up against a grown adult. So here was this case that I stumbled into, having come back from Mexico and almost losing my life. I was threatened by a government official, an agency official, I was going to be lynched if I asked another question, according to the lady who I was interviewing. And after coming back from that harrowing trip, and of course, after also being offered a bribe not to write this book, I realized that this case was important on different levels. The most important level was the cover-up. I believe, in my opinion, that this cover-up was far greater than the Watergate and the Lewinsky scandal and the Profumo affair combined. I believe this is a very important case because it set precedent. The reason it has set precedent, Alex, is because we have several cases, human trafficking cases in the state of Florida, that have tried to use the Epstein defense as their defense in order not to go to jail and in order to get less time. There's one particular case today. The defendant's name, ironically, is Archangel Michael Hernandez. He's a Hispanic male. He's clearly not rich. And in his defense, his attorney, Joel DeFabio, also from Miami, his defense claimed that because he was a poor Latino and not friendly with our former president, Bill Clinton, he is now looking at 8 to 10 years for some of the similar charges that Mr. Epstein was charged with. So here you have a case, how many years later, 2016, going back and using a 2007 defense. And that's why I thought this case, one of the reasons why this case was so important is because it now has set precedent.
Sure, them only giving Epstein a slap on the wrist when he's bringing all these presidents and world leaders out to Pedophile Island with girls as young as, 10 years old, this is creating a precedent to give a slap on the wrist. And listen, I'm a libertarian. I don't approve of a lot of the stuff going on, but if it's consensual and it's adults, leave it alone. I mean, I'm not for drugs, but I'm for decriminalization. I'm not for prostitution, but I'm for decriminalization. But when you involve minors, I want to come down hard on folks. But it seems like with the Catholic Church or Boys Town or Penn State, when you've got a high government officials involved, it gets covered up because this is, just a crime too big to be prosecuted. And so it's just amazing. I mean, how deep does this rabbit hole go? For folks that don't know, talk about some of the stuff, how young these children are, some of the numbers we're talking about here, how big this trafficking is.
Okay, well, let's start with, in 2012, Congress reported that there were 300,000 American, that is U.S.-born children being trafficked in the United States. That's in 2012. The number has now risen to 1 million. The United Nations claims that there are 22 million children being trafficked worldwide. That's an enormous number, however you slice it. And according to some media reports, it is a business that is worth over $167 billion. That is larger than Google, Nike, and Starbucks combined, and the profits of these three companies combined. So I believe one of the reasons this business has become so enormous and so out of control is because you've got online pornography, as you might know, Alex, is the largest business online. Child pornography is the second largest business online. Ashton Kutcher, the actor, he created a foundation called WeAreThorn.org, WeAreThorn.org, which helps the certain law enforcement agencies with data and metrics. And he's got some incredible data and facts on that website. And the reason I'm promoting it is only because it's been very useful to me and to many NGOs that work in the field. So here we have these numbers that are incredible. And by the way, the only method that we actually even have numbers today is because the victims have been arrested. The police, the local police departments are the first line of defense. So if a victim, if a child is not arrested, it cannot be identified whether it's a prostitute or a victim or a trafficker or a pimp or a John. Now, the victims prior to the last, well, I would say within the last 5 years, a lot of things have changed because the police departments have become very educated. And that is one thing that my foundation, our organization, is attempting to do. We are attempting to educate all public schools in the 15,000 school districts on how to identify traffickers online, because that's what's happening today. Traffickers are no longer sitting in a van waiting outside a school or a shopping mall or a movie theater to abduct children and traffic them. No, they're now going online. They're chatting up children. They're befriending them online. So this is
absolutely. And I've got two daughters that are young and a son. And, you know, that's why I won't let them on the Internet by themselves, is because there are these predators posing in there. And I've seen, just reading the news every day for years, a pattern where it's almost always local cops, not that they're perfect, but on average less corrupt, that are actually busting the pedophiles. And so many times it's national deputy directors of Homeland Security, top FBI. And from my research, there's almost like pedophile clubs that are taking over government, just like the Catholic Church, to protect themselves and operate. And that's why they're trying to federalize local police so that they can't bust up these networks. But what I've said, does that mesh at any level with what your research has found?
Absolutely. Exactly. I believe that's one of the reasons why my book was not published for 7 years, and Random House Mexico killed the book deal in 2014. I mean, I signed a book deal in 2009. The more I dug, the more I found out, the more I exposed, the less they wanted to publish the book. I have had three agents in the past X number of years. I mean, I don't want to expose everything because you could, you know.
No, I understand. You've been blocked, just like Facebook admits they, you know, right. They block stuff they don't like. I mean, this is the age of stealth censorship.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, you know, so back to this case. So here we have a case where the pedophile, who is a very generous donor to the Democratic Party, was given a slap on the wrist, and he implicated a number of Democrats. And yet he was pardoned during a Republican administration. And I'm sure that those who pardoned him were also part of the Republican establishment. So you've got, you know, both parties who don't really want to expose what went behind the scenes. But when you read the book, you'll understand through the Dershowitz deposition, you know, he even implicated Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz, one of the victims, Virginia Louise Roberts, implicated Professor Dershowitz, and they just settled the case, I believe, on April 8th. And why was this case settled right away? That's another question you'll find out in the book. But, you know, there are many questions that I tried to answer as best as I could, because this rabbit hole, as you call it, is so deep and so wide, that even Alice in Wonderland would have had quite a problem trying to dig herself out of it.
Well, Conchita Sarnoff, stay right there. We're going to come back to break and come right back to you. But I tell you, this rabbit hole goes so deep. It's so frightening to realize the type of monsters we have literally all around us that want control of our society, that want to run our lives, that want to dominate us, that want to be able to shut down the new independent media, show this information doesn't come out, but we're going to cover it here on this broadcast. Of course, Bill Clinton and others went to that island that Conchita Sarnoff has been for a decade trying to expose, the last 7 years not having her book published. It's now been published, and we'll give you the details of that when we come back from break, her website, so that you can find that and get a copy of that and get that out to other folks. You may, as a viewer or listener of the show, already know all this, but other folks don't. They just don't realize the level of evil that we're dealing with. Look at the royal family, all the pedophilia in England, the highest government ministers. They don't even let you in. A lot of the folks, I've been told, don't even like this, but they have to do it to become compromised, or these mafias don't accept you. Kind of like low-level mob will say, you got to kill somebody who's innocent to be a made man. Well, that's just regular organized crime. When you get up to the highest levels of betraying countries and carrying out evil, they go all the way. So ConchitaSarnoff.com, ATRVT.org. We're going to go to break. We're going to come right back with her and more. We have our best-selling product back in stock. It is the Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com, made by one of the top labs in the country. Totally delicious and organic. It is flavored by the vitamins and minerals that are in it, and a small dose of xylitol. Extremely healthy. All the vitamins, all the minerals, all the amino acids. Super concentrated. Other leading brands are twice the size, but the same, you know, value in there. But regardless, you absorb more of this when you drink it. especially old folks, have such absorption problems. I'm getting my grandmother on this and Secret 12, and your purchase supports the broadcast. InfoWarsLife.com takes you right to the nutraceuticals. InfoWarsStore.com is the general store with the Hillary for President t-shirts and the Molon Labe shirts and the books, the films, the non-GMO heirloom seeds. Thousands of items. The preparedness items, the media, the gear, the specials. It's all there. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, Made in 1776.com is the Made in America apparel, but those are all subsites of InfoWarsStore.com. We also have 10% off when you sign up for auto ship, cancel anytime, and it gets even better. Not just 10% off. Free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. This is an expensive media operation to run. We sell a lot of products that are high quality at low prices in the competitive market to fund ourselves the old-fashioned way, not with taxpayer money, not with big corporate money. We've got the Make America Free Again hats. We've got it all. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. But Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so amazing, is back in, sold out in a week and a half when we first had our first run in. It's almost got five-star reviews, third-party sites like Power Reviews. Find out more today, whether it's Secret 12 or X2 or Supermel Vitality sold out, but Anthroplex is back in. Super Female Vitality is basically the same formula as Super Male. Works just as good, in my view. So that's available. InfoWarsLife.com. And then you fund a platform to bring on amazing guests, investigative journalists, trailblazers, and heroes like our current guest. Again, I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is the news site. Stay with us. Our guest site is ATRVT.org. Stay with us.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Big John.
every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John.
Conchita Sarnoff is our guest.
Nobody seemed to know.
It's her last segment with her, but I want to invite her back on the Nightly News for a more in-depth report and kind of show some of the background articles and things for TV viewers. This is a radio/TV broadcast. The Nightly News is 7 o'clock Central weeknights. Find details at Infowars.com/show. But take the Senate hearings now that are about to start on the admissions that Facebook selectively censors ideas they don't like but doesn't tell you. You may agree with censoring conservatives or anti-war people, but it doesn't mean that it should happen. I mean, there are tyrants out there. Just because some people want to restrict views doesn't mean they have a right to do it. And see, once that happens, now you can shut down the details of Bill Clinton's best buddy and the pedophile island that we've been exposing. Now, getting back to our guest, in the 5 minutes we have left, Conchita, what else is key for you to relay to folks that's in your book so they understand why the system was fighting so hard to suppress it?
Alex, I think one of the reasons that propelled me to move forward and to be so persistent was after the fact I met the prosecutor on Epstein's case. And as you will read in my book, I have his letter and certain documents at the beginning of the book because I needed to relay to the readers how important this particular case is, certainly when it comes to our future and the future of our children and the future of the enforcement of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act, which is the federal law, the only federal law, one of the only federal laws, forgive me, the most important, that prosecutes traffickers and protects victims. And so when I met with R. Alex Acosta, who was the prosecutor at the time of the Epstein case, he wrote a letter. I found, through a source, I found an email that was written to one of Epstein's defense attorneys. Epstein had several defense attorneys, all very powerful and influential and certainly leaders in their fields. And so the prosecutor wrote in the letter, we, the prosecution, were assaulted. And I quote, assaulted, during the time of Epstein's investigation. Now, you tell me, Alex, when does a prosecutor, number one, when does a prosecutor usually speak to a journalist, one? Two, when does a prosecutor use the word assaulted to describe the actions of the defense attorney or defense attorneys? As
oh, absolutely. Look, the folks that went after this scumbag were heroes. I mean, this is a death sentence probably still for them. And the answer is go after the globalists at every front. Just like with the Catholic Church, we're going to end up showing that basically half of these people are pedophiles. It's a cult of pedophiles. I've studied it for 2 decades plus. I couldn't believe it when insiders told me 20 years ago. But, man, I tell you, it is just totally sick, totally evil, and it describes all the tyranny we see. I mean, look at this article here out of CNN. Vietnamese girls, we're talking young girls, smuggled into China and sold as child brides, little kids, like 5, 6, 7 years old. Teacher to be prosecuted for calling Muhammad child molester. Breitbart. I mean, all she said was that, you know, the Quran was saying you go after 12 and 11 year olds. So there's almost like a normalization. You talk about the UN. Some of the UN exposes it, but the UN's also been caught in its own trafficking. UN peacekeepers, DynCorp, Halliburton. We've got all that going on. We got NAMBLA trying to get recognized. I mean, and there seems to be this whole hidden agenda. What's your view on that?
Yes, I totally agree with you. I mean, I find this confounding. I find the issue of human trafficking confounding in 2016. Number one, because I, like most Americans, believe that slavery, and this is simply child sex trafficking, is a form of...
Hold on, do 5 more minutes with us. We're going into overdrive. Infowars.com/show. Your station doesn't pick up the fourth hour. And the rest of Billy Corgan exclusives coming up as well with Paul Watson. Stay with us. Infowars.